This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 72 for Wednesday, October 9th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Oh, thank God. Thank God it's working.
So yesterday, and I hate to cancel a podcast as much as the next person. And so yesterday...
You can't say cluster blank on.
No, you can't. I don't think you can say that.
I'll be good.
Well, first of all, I knew I should have stopped when I was ahead when the batteries in my trackpad died.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, well, I didn't let you know about that. So, that's no big deal. So I have a mouse, but then Lisa gets ready, and we got the Hangout all set up, and for whatever reason, there's no audio. Lisa.
He can't hear me, and nothing's changed. I don't change settings. Yes, Jonathan, we're alive. I don't change settings. I don't do anything with my headset or anything, and so I don't know why he can't hear me. We try my son's headset, and that is like... He should be working for NASA with all those buttons and the cords and... Yeah, no. So
So that doesn't work. And then we finally say, okay, well, we're going to reboot the machine. We reboot the machine, and then it starts working great. And now it's 20 minutes after the hour, and we get hooked up, and I hit go, and Google counts down from 10, hits starting, and then it fails. And we tried this a couple times and reboot. And
Google's down. And,
yeah,
how can that happen?
Yeah, Google says, no, I'm sorry. So here we are. which is probably all the better because Lisa was getting over being sick, and I'm, as you can kind of hear, probably I'm right at the peak of being sick. So,
well, is this where I break it to you that I'm actually still sick? I think I'm, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I feel much better though. So
good. I think it's cute that we share it. We're going back and forth.
Yeah, it's real nice.
So, speaking of sharing, oh my God, we got the coolest thing in the mail today. Now, since I've been sick, honestly, very, very little has happened at home. Very little is getting shipped out, and yeah, I'm doing the bare minimum, and very little laundry's getting done, and I think I went to class to teach on Monday, but I don't know what everybody did for dinner. It was just... Everybody's on your own.
Frankly, I don't remember what we did for dinner.
When mom's sick, everybody's on your own. And so we went to the P.O. box today and picked up a couple pens for Brian to repair, and we got this.
Yeah, can you hold that up a little closer?
Holy cow.
Yeah, and that means only one thing. There's only one person in the world that...
Michael Sell wrote to us.
Right.
So freaking cool.
because he loves the Edelstein Amber.
He bought some Edelstein Amber from us. So he wrote this incredibly beautiful letter inside. Let me just show that to you again. This incredibly beautifully addressed envelope. I mean, the whole letter looks like that. To ask to set some Edelstein Amber aside for him in Columbus. But it was this sweet letter in three or four different colors.
Right, yeah. Everything you got some Orochizuku.
Absolutely and, gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, you know, like everything he writes to us, we have to frame.
Yeah.
You know, pretty soon, there's going to be just a Michael Sull room
at the cool. Anderson House. I like that idea. Yeah, it's cool. We Jonathan's commenting in the chat. We had a couple things done for us in LA when we met him in person, and we are framing some of that. And then to just have this in the mailbox, I mean, you know, in the institution gray PO box was just amazing. So we didn't open it. Like often we'll open things on the way home from the post office, but this absolutely required a very sharp knife so that we didn't accidentally rip any of the front of the envelope.
Yeah. Well, and we should mention for those that are listening to this and not watching it, it's the envelope is dark, like a dark navy
blue. It's navy blue.
And the ink is white.
And kind of a pearly white.
Yeah, it's just, and then there's a dove on the top, and it's just, the paper is beautiful, and it has an embossing on it. And
yep. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then in an incredibly beautiful Spencerian script, it says, "To Mrs. Lisa and Mr. Brian Anderson, care of Anderson Pens, Post Office Box," actually written out, you know, 732 Appleton, and he spelled out Wisconsin. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Can you imagine all the people at the post office that handled that?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it probably was mailed a week and a half ago, because everybody's just holding it up going, oh, my God.
Hey, you got to check this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really
Yeah. In fact, there are a couple of post office workers, employees, who I know really well because I'm in the post office all the time. And I actually kind of poked my head in to see if one of them was busy, because I knew that he would enjoy that. But he was with somebody, and I didn't want to wait. But, yeah.
Well, you can always take it in, too,
I suppose. I can. Totally made my day.
So yeah, that was
cool. Was
quite something.
Yep. And then we had some bad news. Was it this week?
Yeah, it was just last week.
You know, I love Facebook for keeping track of family and high school friends and college friends. And, you know, it was my best friend's 29th birthday again. She's like me, it's 29 again with a whole lot of experience. But she and her husband went to Paris for their anniversary/birthday, and yeah, I've been keeping up on that. And we read on Facebook that a pen friend of ours had passed away this past week, and that was really kind of sad. Tom Mullane, he's from Maryland, right?
I don't know exactly.
I think he's from Maryland. State. He was in the paper like a year ago. There was an article written about him collecting and repairing and all that. So that was really cool.
That's right. It was on Zoss.
Yep.
But, yep. I always knew. He always occupied the same spot in Columbus, and yep. You couldn't miss the guy. He's the first guy. Everybody going to the show. If you ever been to the Columbus show, you've seen him, because he's the first person. As you walk in the small, what they call the satellite room, he was always the first person at the table on the left. And he had this huge display. He loved 51s. In fact, he's got a website devoted to the Parker 51s. And he always had this amazing display of 51s, and he was right there.
Yep. He wasn't there last year.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in the best of health. And
He didn't
make it. But we're really, really sad to hear that he... Yeah. He wasn't that old.
No, and he was a great guy, and oh my God, was he a devoted father. Talked about his daughter all the time.
Yeah.
So that was
Vietnam vet, and we're gonna miss him. So
super friendly. He donated, I think, 100 pens a couple years ago to Pens for Kids.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Very, very very active and very devoted to the community, the pen community, to his wife and his daughter, and we're going to miss him a lot. Yeah. Yep, Hagerstown, thank you.
Hagerstown, okay, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember the last time we saw him, he was really excited because some guy came in, and of course, being the first table.
Oh, yeah, he totally
saw that he had, yeah, he's totally scored. He left it dry for the rest of us, right? So, some guy comes in with a bunch of 51s, and he buys them from him. And then he pulls me aside, goes, "Hey, Brian, you gotta check this out." He hands me this 51 that's got a stub nib that's about this big.
Way to go, Tom! Awesome.
And that wasn't the only one. There was like some other weird italic oblique or something. I don't remember what it was. There was like a couple of really special 51s in the lot, and he says, "Yeah, the guy wanted $100 for him, so I gave it to him." You know.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. So.
Yep, so condolences to his family, and especially his daughter. That was tough. So we tried to take some time for ourselves this past weekend, which those of you who know us well know that we don't do ever.
Maybe that's why we're sick.
Maybe. Maybe that's, you know, somebody's way of saying just chill a little.
What is this relaxed thing you're doing?
I don't do that well. Anybody who knows me knows I just don't relax. It's not that I don't do it well. I just don't relax. Brian's on my case about it all the time. So we decided to take a drive, and we went to Door County, and I've never been there. I've been here 4.5 years, never been to Door County. Brian, I love you, honey, but sometimes he'll say, oh, you know, such and such is a, you know, oh, they have good pizza, or they have good lasagna or whatever, and it's like, I've never been.
Yeah.
You haven't? If I haven't been with you, I haven't been.
Well, see, now in my defense, I've been here most of my life, so. But anyway, so.
I've never been to Door County, and we went. And it
for those of you who don't know what Door County is in Wisconsin, it's.
Gorgeous.
It's the place that they actually sometimes it's referred to as the East Coast, the Boston of Wisconsin. Very pretty.
I think of it as South Canada.
Well, you know, we are South Canada, but
yeah. Absolutely gorgeous color. All the leaves were turning. We checked the, I don't know what you call it, the foliage factor.
Yeah, there's a foliage chart online, and it was 30 to, in some spots was 70, but 30 to 50%. So we didn't quite hit it right, but it just happened to be. It was a gorgeous day. In fact, we think we had the moon roof open for a while.
Oh, it was nice, yeah.
And Door County is the thumb. So that's, you know, that's the thumb here, I guess, depending on
which way you're looking at it. Oh, my God, we saw that. Didn't somebody say?
Yeah, there was a restaurant, something like Top of the Thumb restaurant or something like that. but it's only a couple, you know, at its widest, it's only a couple of miles long. So, you know, you can go up the highway on one side and, you know, you can see the lake. Green Bay on one side, and then go down the other side and see Lake Michigan all the way down. So, it's a real, real pretty drive. And so we got up reasonably early. And,
yeah, we slept in a little bit, which again is very uncommon for us. I think maybe we were starting to come down with something, but we also didn't have to get up for anything, and decided we were just going to sleep in just a little bit, and then decided to go to Door County. And just kind of make a day of it, because we never do. And
we mentioned food.
Oh, we had good food. I thought I got food poisoning after, but it must have been the flu. But we had breakfast, and then we left. And I drove, because Brian is a much better navigator. And we drove up, and it was really, really pretty. Lots of lakes, lots of trees, lots of quaint, quaint little towns, and
got passed by two Dodge Vipers on the way.
Yep.
One with a license plate that said "I ate a vet."
That was adorable. Well, we tried to take a picture of it, but it didn't work. Saw a number of cars with the convertible top down. It was just really an awesome day for a drive. So we get up to Door County, and we have lunch after we did some antiquing, because, you know, it's
we started out in Sturgeon Bay, and actually there was an antique store I had never been to. I mean, it's been probably 5 years since I've been to Door County, so I don't know where everything is, but I know where the real fixtures are. And we stopped by. The first place we stopped by looked like a pretty good place, and we go in. And, of course, the Packer game's playing on the radio, like any good Wisconsin shop. And we did find a couple of pens there.
We did.
One was a missed match Schaefer Balance. I had a Mother of Pearl, a abalone chip cap with a black and pearl barrel for $34.95. I decided to leave that one there, and, yes, it did have a nib. And the other one, I probably should have bought, but it wasn't, it was parts, essentially. It was a 1940, double jewel vacuumatic, a junior, missing a cap band with a cracked cap, lockdown filler, but I just couldn't justify the cost for parts at that point. So, although I may consider, you know, the nib and the filler alone are worth the price of the pen, but So we passed on that and moved on.
And yeah, we had a good time. We had a lovely, lovely lunch.
The biggest burrito I think I've ever seen.
Oh my god!
I had that chorizo burrito. It was literally
this. Say that three times fast.
Chorizo burrito.
It was huge.
It was big, yeah.
Like a football. I don't remember what I had. It was yummy.
You had an egg something.
Yeah, I had. It was good.
It was eggs. It was good.
So. And then we drove further north and did some more antiquing and drove further north and did some more antiquing and drove further north and did some more antiquing.
Well, and most of the places there, they close at 5. So there's no antique shop in Door County that closes past 5 o'clock. So you really got to plan your day. And, you know, sometimes there's a half an hour in between. You know, well, not an hour, but once you get up to Sturgeon Bay, it's about at least a half hour up ticket to Egg Harbor. And so you got some drive time in between, and if you screw up the timing, you're done. So
right. So we hit a couple of antique malls, and we have a friend who owns a number of pens, and he's had them in Plymouth.
Plymouth. It was a clock.
Yeah. His sister owned a consignment store kind of thing, and she and her husband sold it, and so he had sent us an email, and we knew that he had moved his pens to someplace in Door County, and we're just wandering up and down these aisles and in and out of these buildings, and some of these antique malls are like a building attached to a building attached to a building,
right?
And we wander around, and poof, there they are.
Yep, there's a bunch of pens.
So we bought them.
Well, not all of them. I mean, there were some interesting pens there, but you know, we've seen these all. I mean, this is the sixth, seventh time we've seen them, and we've picked them over and picked them over and
we
picked
have.
Them over, and you know, I don't know that there's anything left unless of course the price keeps dropping, so then it becomes more reasonable. So
yeah.
I'll start off with the low end here, a nice carmine red, Schaefer Balance.
Yep, that was a pretty one.
Real nice. It's got you can still see through in the visual aided section, a nice number 3 Schaefer nib. It needs some polishing. It's got some, you know, a couple little marks on the barrel, but no big deal. Nothing Micromesh won't fix up. So, I thought that was pretty.
Yeah, we had a good time. What else did you get?
Which one should
we just kept looking at stuff. Just pick one.
Just pick one. How about this one here? This one here. Now this I am
is
not.
This is a cool box.
Now check this box out. Is this cool or what? So look at this. Very, very. Would you say deco on this? Probably.
Hard. Actually, you don't see this particular box all that often.
Yeah, and actually, if you really want to know, it's box number 246. for those that are keeping track, right?
Made it on Friday the 27th at 4:15 p.m.
Right. That's what this little mark right here means, right there. Yeah. So, but this is a cool box. And I couldn't resist, because when you open this up...
Don't drop it.
Yeah, don't drop it. Here's what you got.
Pretty little set.
So you've got a very nice little Parker Vacuumatic, double jewel, in gray. And this is the demi size with the matching pencil. And
it's pencil work?
Yeah, pencil works.
Cool.
And the barrel is as clear as can be. I mean, you can almost see the transparency in the video. In fact, you probably can if you can see it right here. Very, very clean, cool. Very clean pen. Actually, I think the diaphragm in it is good. I haven't tested it yet, but certainly replace that if need be. But very nice, nice, cute little set.
Yep, we saw the box and knew that we had to take that home.
Yeah, well, you know, even for the... I might just keep the box for myself and sell the set, but it's really, really cool.
I could put your Christmas present in there.
Oh, you have a Christmas present. How about anniversary present?
I could put your anniversary present
there's
in there.
There's two slots in there.
God. What else did you get? Show the folks at home what else you got.
All right, so you know, and then there was a number of what other pens that were kind of what we might call problem pens.
Well, you bought a bag of parts.
Well, yeah, I was getting to that.
Oh.
You're jumping the gun.
Well, you said problem pens, and to me...
Well, you know, there was a nice wall rosewood, but it didn't have the right nib. But it was still priced a little high, considering we would have had to buy the nib. A couple other Schaefers that had problems, dinged Schaefer crests with dinged caps. There are other things, but then there's this big bag of pens here, right here. So it's called, it says parts on it, and it was really, really cheap. Now, of course, everything in the case was 25% off. So
yeah, gotta love it.
Yeah, I'm like, the first thing I look is I pull out this pen right here. So now you take a look at this, and this bag clearly said parts on the bag.
Yes, right? It did.
It clearly said parts, and look at this. So I'm like, okay, nice gray skyline.
Cap needs a little bit of a polish. That's the only thing it needs.
I started that, and I thought, okay, well, there's got to be no nib, there's no section, there's a crack in a barrel. Nope, it's all there. There's not a problem with it.
Yep, beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this alone is worth the price of the bag. So, okay, well, what else is in the bag? You're thinking, well, that's what they're doing to push the junk off. How about this for a parts pen? And you Schaefer fans out there are going to think this is cool. Okay, so there's no cap, but it's a Schaefer. The nib is well worth the price of the bag. It's a number 5 self-filling nib.
That's cool.
That's really cool. So that one stays with me. If I can hopefully find a cap for that or a pen that needs that nib. What else is in there? There's a couple of other Schaefer parts. There's let's see, does this have a, you know, some pens that don't have nibs, but you know. That's just how it is. A bunch of inkographs, but
some cool stuff.
Yeah. There was like 3 or 4 gold nibs in this bag.
And while we were looking through them, the guy who works for the antique mall, who you know has to unlock the door and the door to the case and wait and kind of pull things out for you, he started chatting with us about pens and how. He likes to spend some time with his grandkids and teach them penmanship, and so we had a conversation about that, and that was pretty cool. That sometimes when we go to antique malls and people open the display doors for us, they just kind of stand there and
yeah, they tap their foot.
And look around. So this guy was genuinely interested and knew something about fountain pens, so that was fun. It was a good experience.
Yeah, it was funny because he says, well, I'm here till 5. I get paid whether I sit behind the counter or not. So.
No, that was fun.
And I believe that was this our last stop?
Except for the Lighthouse Tour. We drove all the way up because, again, remember, I've never been there. And we went to Gill's Rock.
We did.
And we went to look at the water because I used to live in Florida and I miss the water. And we saw this building where apparently you can take a boat ride of Lighthouse Tours. And so the name...
I don't know, was it Lighthouse Tours or was it just boat?
Yeah, tour. I thought it was... A boat ride to go see a lighthouse or something. Lighthouse was in it. But now remember, this is Door County, and I'm assuming it's a play on that, but it was called...
Oh, now I'm going to have to remember it. I remember the first word.
Death's Door Lighthouse Tour. Like, really?
I don't know that I want to...
Who thought that was a good name?
I don't know that I want to get in a boat that's called Death's Door. That's just not... I don't know. So
we just thought it was funny. I'm not sure that I would want to take a boat ride with a company called Death's Door.
Yeah. Well.
But it was cute, and it was right next to a little Scandinavian gift shop. So I went in, tried to see if I could find anything that was, you know, that just screamed Danish for my mom, and didn't see anything exciting.
Couple things, but yeah. It was all pretty commercial.
Yeah, you know, Kiss Me, I'm Danish, and...
Okay.
Did I see another one? I don't know. Something about Danes are always right. So it was cool. It was a good time. And then we drove home. Oh. We made one little detour to pick some things up that we had scheduled. And then couldn't find any place to eat. So we ended up at an Olive Garden in Green Bay. Just soup and salad and breadsticks, except I'm still not sure if that's what made me sick.
Well, we ate the same thing, so I mean, down to
the soup.
Yeah,
I know. Everybody says that.
Well, maybe that's why we're both sick. I don't know.
Could be. Anyway, we came back, and Monday I woke up sick, and then I nicely gave it to Brian.
Yeah, thanks.
So here we are.
All right.
But yeah, it was fun to get away. It was fun to do a little antiquing in places we don't normally go.
Yeah, a little disappointed we didn't see more, but yeah, that's just how it goes sometimes. And you know, we had to miss a couple spots, but
we saw some furniture that I fell in love with. So, we'll see how that works.
Right?
Yeah, we will. I don't usually buy antique furniture, but there was a piece that I thought might look pretty. So we'll see.
Okay.
But that was it for us and things that we've bought. Now you're going to have your hands full repairing them.
Oh, come on.
What? You are going to repair them.
Yes, eventually, but I've got more pens to repair than I have time. Even if I didn't have a job and all I did was repair pens 24/7, I'd be busy for the next 3 months.
I know. Anyway.
So, yeah, we'll get to them.
Yep. But it's, you know, it's always fun, and I'm always envious of people who get to go on a regular basis to antique malls and antique stores. We have a couple friends. Funny, they're all named Mike.
Yeah, I know, right?
Who are constantly sending us pictures of pens that they found in antique stores, and you just look at it, and then, of course, you know, you're drooling over the picture, and then they tell you how much they paid, and wow.
Yeah.
And so it was nice for us to be able to get out and about.
Yeah, I really like the Skyline. It's really nice pen. I like the gray with the gold. Really is a nice contrast.
Okay, you can't keep it.
I can't. It's got a flexible nib on it.
Yeah, you can't keep it.
What do you mean I can't keep it?
Nope.
Okay, let's take a poll in the chat.
Oh my God, let's not.
Gray Skyline, full size, gold filled cap, flexible 14 karat nib.
No.
Brian keeps.
No.
Or
thumbs down.
Thumbs up or thumbs down. Let's hear it.
Thumbs down.
I don't know. It's real nice. I don't have a gray one in my collection. Actually, I think I only have one or two Skylines, period, in my collection. Mm-hmm. I had to sell most of them off.
All right. Well, we can negotiate that.
We can negotiate that?
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Nobody's voting for me anyway. I know there's a lag, so.
Awesome.
All right. What else do we want to talk about? We keep this short. It's already almost 8:30.
Yeah.
Well, we had something else planned, but I think we'll save that.
Yeah.
For next week. Because I'm starting to get the sniffles. I don't want to sniff.
Yep. We have some new things on the website.
We do. Well, some of them are going to be up there this week, hopefully.
Okay. Well. What will be on the website this week?
Nobody wants me to keep the pen. Pranay's birthday was Friday. Colbert, yes! Colbert, my man. All right. Anyway. We've expanded our SAC offering. We're going to have a couple more SACs sizes that are really needed. In fact, I personally...
Not many people carry them.
Yeah, I got tired of trying to use, not necessarily the wrong size sack, but not the best choice. So, and particularly, let's see if I have some on my desk here. I don't have them on my desk, but particularly for, speaking of Skylines, here's one right here. And you won't be able to see this real well, but Skylines require a tapered sack. So it fits because obviously the barrel has such a sharp taper to it. If you use a regular sack, it's not going to go further as far down the barrel as it should.
Right.
So now we do now have, and these are necked too, which is the beauty of this is you don't have to cut these. They are cut to size.
That is cool.
Necked and tapered. Now they are going to be a little more difficult to get on, especially with the Skyline because you have the breather tube on there, but it's a nicer, much nicer fit.
Awesome.
Better choice. So we have those for both the Demi and the standard size Skylines. We also have some other next sacks that we're going to have up there. And a better size, a size 15, which we haven't had. So sometimes 16 is too big, 14 is too small. 15 is a good choice. And what we're going to start doing is I'm going to start including more detailed descriptions with the sacks. So you know if you have a particular pen, what the proper sack is going to be.
Awesome.
What applications each sack size has. So those are going to be up real soon. I've just been too sick this last couple of days to get it up. I've got it, it's real close. So
next couple of days, maybe.
Next couple of days, yeah.
All right. Let's see. We got the Noodlers Conrad brush pens in black, tortoise, and clear. Those are up on the site. Those are moving pretty quickly. These are great. These are really fun.
Yes, they are.
So, and then the Estabrook.
Those or no?
You what?
Do I get to keep one of those?
Do you want one? I'll share one with you.
You'll share one with that, right? Okay.
I think it's a great concept that you can have a brush pen that holds fountain pen ink as opposed to having to. It's the only flexible I do. But I think it's cool that it holds fountain pen ink, but it still writes like a brush pen. You don't have to dip it, which is nice because that always makes a huge mess for me. So
right.
I think they're cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So.
Good for artists, and it's going to be fun.
We are definitely going through some of those special Estabrook nibs that we got in a couple weeks ago. If you are interested, definitely grab some of the 9128s, the 9048s, the 2048s. 9788s are almost gone, so if you're thinking about one, we never know when we're going to find these.
Yeah, this was a real stroke of luck. Every once in a while, we get an email from someone who, and these came from the owner of an old office supply store, and they just found them in the back.
Yep, dusty, totally forgot about them.
They're 50 years old, and they've been sitting in the back of some,
But they look brand new.
So
under a box in the back of some closet or something. So let's see. We got, I don't even know how many pounds of Noodler's ink. So we got those restocked on the website today. We are still out of stock of a couple just because the distributor was out.
It didn't come, so I'm a little upset. But,
We usually order two or three times what we actually get. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it works.
Yeah.
Still
come the next time,
Hopefully. Yeah. I still have a mental image of Nathan, over a big stew pot on his stove, kind of cooking up, Apache Sunset or whatever.
Black cat in the background, and
I don't know, maybe. NPR in the background.
Yeah, something.
But
right?
it's as he can get to it, that's how it happens. But we did get a lot of ink in, and let's see, we've got Diamine and Sailor and Clairefontaine and White Lines and some other stuff on order, and those should be in soon. I got tracking on some of that. So
awesome.
Yep, hopefully this week or early next week, and we'll keep you posted. But Diamine is about to come out with a new color and a new set of ink, so that'll be fun. And a bunch of things coming up from brands I'm not sure we're allowed to mention yet, but let's just say some cool stuff coming for the holidays.
Cool stuff coming.
Very cool.
And of course, we've got a little something special we're working on.
Yep.
I'm hoping that in the next couple of weeks we can start talking about it.
Oh my God, I can't wait to, cat out of the bag. No, I'm not pregnant. Ryan is, I'm not.
No. So hopefully the next, if we're lucky by Thanksgiving, we'll be able to.
Yep.
So anyway, you got some shout-outs this week? I'll leave that right at the table. We'll walk away from it.
Yep. Just a couple. Definitely Michael Saul. You rock.
He's the man.
He is the man. This is, you know, he just makes it look so effortless. And it would take me 10 years to get close to that. So Michael Sull, for his beautifully written letter and envelope, bless you. Hugs to Jenny. We got a letter from Jenny today.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yep. Big hugs to Martin. He was going to try and get to the London Pen Show. Didn't quite make it, but there's always next year. Hugh and Carol, back in the chat. We missed you guys. Yeah. And you missed all the excitement about the hair a couple weeks ago, so catch up. And a little shout out to Mike and Audrey.
Yeah, so he saw the podcast. He's like, oh, I gotta tell Audrey there that you got your hair cut. So.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to get crap for that the next time we see him.
In, where was it, in Raleigh?
I think it was in Raleigh, yeah.
In Raleigh, Audrey had gotten her hair cut, and I noticed it, and was just gushing because it was how I wanted my hair to look, and she was just like, do it, and Brian's like, no. No haircut, no bangs, and I think she took it jokingly, which is how Brian meant it. But you know, just she was all gung ho for
very
me to go,
insistence.
Like, leave the show and go get it done.
Yeah.
And so Audrey, I'm good.
You know, I'm warming up to it, so that's good. I mean, I have no choice in the matter either way. But I'm warming up.
I got home and my daughter told me I looked young. She's like, you look like a classmate now. So I think that's a compliment.
That means you look 24.
Either that or maybe I just look like I act. No, I don't know. But anyway, so big hugs to Mike and Audrey. And absolutely everybody in the chat. You guys rock.
Yeah, and thanks for coming back.
So much fun. Yeah. Sorry about last night. But keep an eye on the website. We'll have... lots of new stuff going up and restocking of other stuff. And remember that if we're ever out of anything, just click on that back in stock notification button and then you get first dibs on when something is restocked.
Yeah, it's real handy.
It's like a secret club. It's like a secret club. Just saying.
Yeah. Okay. And on that note. All right. Anything else?
No, I think it's time for some NyQuil.
All right. Sounds great. comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Definitely catch us online.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Check us out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
You can find our blog. It's blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website, andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advanced notice of upcoming events, new products, or special sales. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next Tuesday. Good night.
Tuesday. Bye.